Consideration for programming is provided by State Farm agent John Yelkich, serving insurance needs for Hobart and the surrounding areas. There when things go wrong, here to help life go right. More information is available at john4insurance.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. Well, the folks I've got on today have been making music for many decades. You see, today we are going to salute the 60s. Coming up Saturday at the venue at Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, it's the Salute to the 60s concert in its 30th year. A little later in the program, Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits will be on the phone. Mark Dawson of the Grassroots will also be joining us today, but we're going to start things off with Carl Giamarisi. He is the co-founder and lead singer of the Buckinghams from right here in Chicago. Also in studio a little later, we'll have Charlie Blum, concert promoter and producer of the Salute to the 60s show. So let's get started by playing their song. It's the Buckinghams. Carl Giamarisi joins us after this.
A song, the one we used to hear when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, it's where we belong. It's the one we wanna be. It's the one that made you fall in love with me. You made us feel so groovy. Just like in the movies. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. The one they used to play when we used to get along. Hey, baby, they're playing our song. Let's get back together, it's where we belong. Pleasant memories are coming back to me. Can't you remember the way it used to be? Dancing gave us time to think about romancing. Hey, baby, hey, baby. Hey, baby, hey, baby. It's the one with the pretty melody. You made us feel so groovy. We fell in love just like in the movies. Hey, baby, hey, baby. They're playing our song now. Hey, baby, hey, baby.
Hey baby, I'm playing their song, live from New York City. That's off the Live and Well album, Chicago's very own, the Buckinghams. You can catch them tomorrow at the venue at Horseshoe Casino as part of the Salute to the 60s with Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon and the Grassroots. On the phone with me right now, lead singer of that band, Mr. Carl Giamarisi. Hey, Carl.
Hey, how you doing, Tom?
Doing very well, Carl. And this weekend, this Saturday, tomorrow, you'll be sharing the bill on Salute to the 60s once again with Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon and the Grassroots. Now, this is the 30th anniversary of this particular tour. Back in the day when this tour first started, did you think it would last this long?
Oh, no. Had no idea. You know, I still remember the first couple times we played at the Star when it was still the Holiday Star, you know, and I didn't, at that point, I didn't think it would become a yearly event and probably one of the, if not the favorite date we look forward to performing every year. It just kept going and, you know, the Buckinghams have been a part of the Salute to the 60s since the beginning and, you know, it's changed several times with headliners. I mean, I remember Davy Jones had headlined it, Gary Puckett, the Association. But it's been consistent with, you know, the last, I don't know how many years it's been now, maybe the last 12 or 15. It's been the grassroots opening and then us and then Peter Noon. And it's been a great package for us, and it's done extremely well. And, you know, of course, we were all very disappointed when we heard the Star was going to come down. Mm-hmm. And for a while there, we thought they'd keep the theater and just, redo the or put up a new hotel. But, you know, that wasn't the case in the end. So here we are, you know, Charlie Blum and his organization. Charlie's such a great guy, and, you know, it's he's become a really close friend over the years, him and Mark Bishop and the whole crew they had over there. And so, you know, he wanted to continue it because of its success. So mm-hmm. here we are going into the Horseshoe Casino, and this is our first year trying this out, and we're excited about it. And I've never been in this venue. I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully we can continue on, and hopefully this venue is close enough to the Star where it'll draw the same people, will still be able to decide to come out and join us, and mm-hmm. So forth, you know. But I think, you know, I'm very positive about it. I think it's going to do well.
All the groups will probably come out and do the meet and greet as you always have in the past.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be the same. We will have a meet and greet and you know, autographs afterwards and so forth. And, you know, the show won't really change, really. You know, we're going to do what we do, you know. It's just on another venue. I mean, you know, the Buckinghams, Herman's Hermits, and the Grassroots, we're all going to do what we do, you know, and put on a great show. And we're anticipating that it'll be really successful. So, looking forward to it.
Susan, looks like I'm losing. I'm losing my mind. I'm wasting my time. Susan, do you have to be confusing? I ask myself why. No one.
You're listening to Midwest Beats. I'm your host, Tom Lounges, and that is one of my favorite personal Buckingham songs, Susan. With me on the air right now, Mr. Carl Giamarese, lead singer of the Bucks, and they'll be performing at the venue tomorrow at Horseshoe Casino, 7:30 show. Carl, like so many bands, the Buckingham started out doing cover songs. In fact, you guys actually took some of them into the studio and recorded them, among them James Brown's I'll Go Crazy, and one of my favorites, by the way, of your early catalog. But you also covered the Beatles and some others. How did you go about choosing the songs that you eventually took into the studio? Was it an A&R thing? Someone at the label told you? Did you guys get to pick it? What was the story behind the specific covers? Because you did pick some very unique ones and did a great job on them.
Well, it was really the band because, okay, you know, you have to remember the Buckinghams were, what we really were was a cover band back in the you know, around 65. 65 when we got started as the Buckinghams. And that TV show we did, All Time Hits, on WGN for 13 weeks, and they would let us pick a couple songs every week. It was 13 weeks we were on that. They would let us pick a couple songs that were at the top of the charts that particular week, and or from our show. So when we finally went in the studio to record, you know, we weren't really songwriters then either. We weren't doing original material. We would just pick songs we had been doing in our live show to record. And I Call Your Name was one of them. You know, we were big Beatle fans like everybody. You know, we all wanted to be the fifth Beatle. And so, you know, I Call Your Name was a song we had been performing in our show. And I'll Go Crazy Too, which was a James Brown song. And, you know, we were big R&B fans, too, and we would, you know, try to touch on that and do some R&B. So, you know, I'll Go Crazy was part of our live show, and we were comfortable playing it, so we brought that into the studio. And I've Been Wrong, I don't know if you remember that one, that we had out, and I'm sure you do. And that was introduced to us by the Hollies. You know, I remember going to see the Hollies play, actually in Hammond, Indiana. It was back in the 60s, and we were in a dressing room with the Hollies, and Graham Nash picked up a guitar, and he said to us, he said, "Hey, you guys should record this song." This was a song that they wrote, you know, and he played it on the guitar, and we wound up taking it in the studio and recording it.
I always liked your covers. I mean, I always thought the fact that you guys picked unique songs. They weren't the same old, and the R&B especially, you guys nailed it. I mean, you brought a different sound to it, but you never lost the rawness, like on Lottie Miss Claudie or I'll Go Crazy. You are still performing those, correct?
Yeah. Lottie, not all the time. All right. Sometimes, you know, I Call Your Name, you know, on and off, depends on what show we're doing, but I'll Go Crazy all the time.
Nobody else. If you leave me, I go crazy. And if you forget me, baby, I go yourself and nobody else. You gotta live. Be yourself and nobody else.
You're listening to Midwest Beats. I'm Tom Lounges. Taking you back to the 60s with my guest Carl Giamorisi and his band, The Buckinghams. You can catch The Buckinghams live tomorrow at the venue at Horseshoe Casino as part of the Salute to the 60s with Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon and The Grassroots. Hey, Carl, on average, how many dates a year do The Buckinghams play these days?
Well, now it's a little less than it used to be. Part of that is just the changing times. You know, I always mention and joke a little bit about, you know, every year we get further and further away from those hits, you know, and our audience is getting older. But, you know, but they're still very supportive and they still want to come out and hear us. And we just got done playing Sunday night a very successful show with shared the stage with Danny Serafin with his new band CTA, Chicago Transit Authority, and over at the Arcata, and that was a great turnout. You know, it's a much smaller venue. Mm-hmm. I think the Arcata holds about 900. You know, but on the average, we probably now do about 40 to 45 dates a year. Tom, you and I go back a long ways here.
Right.
We designed our first fan letter, you know, going, what year was that?
1988.
Wow. We've been friends a long time, and it's still great to talk to you always and see you when you come out to the shows. But back in the day, we would probably do about 70 dates a year.
Mm-hmm.
And on average, you know, 65, 70. And, of course, when Nick and I are part of the Happy Together tour, the numbers do because that tour alone is about 60 dates.
Right.
And then we do, you know, our regular dates on top of that. So you do have those busy years. But now, you know, I'm happy with 40 dates a year, and that's great, you know. And things have changed. You know, we used to do a lot of dates that were supported by the oldies radio stations that aren't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, one of the things that have caused our genre to cut back a little bit and, you know, some of the things, you know. But then again, the change has been we play a lot more performing arts centers and casinos like this and cruises and, you know, there's always new venues and we're very fortunate that our fan base and the fans of 60s, our baby boomers still come out and want to hear us and support our music. I always never fail to thank them at the end of every show.
Someone to love me again.
Back in Love Again, and we are back here on Midwest Beat with Carl Giammarisi, lead singer of that band, Chicago's own Buckinghams, who will be performing tomorrow at the venue at Horseshoe Casino in Hammond as part of the Salute to the 60s show produced by CB Entertainment, Mr. Charlie Blum. Also on that bill, Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon and the Grassroots. Carl, one of the things that's unique about your career as opposed to some of your contemporaries of the 1960s and even the 70s is that you have always been a Buckingham. A lot of musicians and singers jump around from band to band over the years, evolve, if you will. But with the exception of doing the folk singer scene in the 70s with former Buckingham Dennis Stefano as Stefano Giammarisi, and releasing a solo album just a few years back, you've always been a Buckingham. You never went to another group. I'm sure the offers were there with your voice and your skills and your songwriting. What is it that made you so loyal to this group and these songs?
Well, one of the reasons is that there has always been, seems to be a major demand for it, you know, that was, you know, I still remember when we first came back after the 60s and there were no Buckinghams in the 70s, and then 1980 rolled around and everything was 60s again, and we started getting a lot of offers, and at that point we had three original guys, you know, with that were part of the Buckinghams, with Dennis Tufano and, of course, Nick Fortuna and I. And then Dennis decided he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to tour anymore after a couple years into it, and around 82, I think it was. And Nick and I decided to go on and realized that our audience was out there and they still wanted to hear those songs. And I've stuck with it because I love, you know, I love performing those songs, and I love the response we still get from the audience. It's always kind of draws me in, you know. It's just, mm-hmm. It's hard to let go of that. And, you know, I always joke that, you know, we play for free, we get paid for traveling, you know, that's what it amounts to. But, you know, and it's allowed me, I mean, like now, I mentioned playing 40 dates a year. It allows you enough time, free time from that to do other projects. You know, like I tried, you know, I recorded this Living in the Moment solo album, and that was a fun little project for me, and it's out there on you know, streaming and downloads and on our website, and I have my website, carlgmarisi.com, and it does fairly well. You know, I sell a bunch of them, but it's mainly because I just need to be creative to do these projects like that, mm-hmm. you know, and
stretch out
and
a little
do
bit.
Other little things, you know, that are, but I still enjoy, you know, the music we play for the Buckinghams, and hey, as long as the audience still, we have them that they want to hear these songs and they want to come out and join us, you know, we're going to keep going. God willing, as long as our health holds up,
right,
and we can do it, you know. But why not? You know, it's still fun for me. You know, I never lost my enthusiasm since I was a young guy and first heard our songs on the radio. I still get thrilled when I'm driving along and, you know, Don't You Care comes on Sirius Radio on, you know, 60s on 6, Flash Phelps, who's a dear friend and supports us, you know, and it's still a thrill to hear those songs.
We'd like a new song for you right now. It goes way back to 1967. Thanks to you guys for the hit record for the Buckinghams.
If you don't love me, why don't you tell me? Instead of running around with all the other guys in town, can't you see? You're hurting me. Don't you care? Don't want me, why don't you tell me?
that you'd believe me, then why'd you ever leave me? I'm standing here all alone, without a girl of my own. Can't you see you're hurting me? Don't you care?
Classic track, Don't You Care, Chicago's own Buckinghams, a song that took the band to number one back around 1967. And Carl Giammarisi, the lead singer, is my guest here on Midwest Beats. I'm your host, Tom Lounges. Catch the Buckinghams along with the Grassroots and Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon live tomorrow night at the venue at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, Indiana. Carl, as you mentioned, driving along and your song comes on the radio, it brings back a lot of memories for you. What are some of those memories? I mean, do you remember being in the studio recording that particular song, or some of the banter maybe that was going on, or a situation that might have happened during the recording process, or even what you guys had for lunch that day?
Yeah, definitely. And that's what I love about the fans who you talk to after a show, and they say, oh, you know, they'll tell you when Kind of a Drag was out, I just broke up with my girlfriend, but we got back together again. Or when Don't You Care was out, I was doing this, and it brings back, you know, those songs. It's a cliche, but it's like it's part of the fabric of their lives, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I do the same thing if I'm riding along and there's a song that comes on, an old Beatle tune, you know, or Everly Brothers song. Right away, I go back to what I was doing at that moment. It just brings back a memory. A certain time and a certain thing you were doing, and they're, you know, it's all about memories and, you know, what was going on and back in the day. And you know, I'm thrilled that, you know, we could be a part of people's lives in that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a great thing.
And Carl, you just mentioned the Beatles, and let's talk a little bit about that era of music. In 1962, 63, American pop was fading on the charts. By 1964, American artists couldn't even buy a hit. Then just a couple years later, the coin flipped, and you guys came along, the Ides of March, the Cry and Shames, the New Colony Six, and that's just here in Chicago. Of course, there were scenes going on all over America, and U.S. artists were coming back strong. Reflect a little bit on that evolution, why British Invasion took such a hold, and how you guys reconquered America with your own American pop.
Well, I mean, first of all, the British Invasion was something totally new and different, and I think it just, you know, the audience that were listening to music, you know, it just, I think it was ripe for the right time for something new and exciting. And I, you know, when I think back to what was going on in music, I mean, there was a lot of great music in the early 60s, and 1960, 1959, but it just didn't get, you know, your juices flowing like that British Invasion. There was something about the sound, and it was something totally different and totally new. And, of course, the Beatles, you know, introduced a whole different concept. All of a sudden, there's a band who's writing their own songs, and a self-contained group, and the way they looked, and then it continued on with other British groups, and you know, and then eventually, you know, we had to catch up and come up with our own sound, and luckily, we were just lucky that the audience had turned around and people started to appreciate that, and you know, we capitalized a little on the British thing. I mean, look, we're called the Buckinghams,
right?
That's a pretty British name that was given to us by TV show All Time Hits when we were doing that WGN show, and they wanted us to have a different name for the show, and they wanted to capitalize on the British Invasion, you know. So we changed our name. And you know, we even did, I mentioned it on stage, we even did, you know, when we went out to L.A. to do the Smothers Brothers show, they thought we were a British group. They didn't even know we were from Chicago. They had the whole set decorated with British flags. You know, they thought we were a British group. But then there's the sound. You know, we created a different kind of sound with, you know, it was pop music, but it was more sophisticated. It had the chord changes were, you know, there was some symphonic sound to it in the chords, and it was the way we introduced a horn sound. You know, we were sort of the prelude to Chicago and Blood, Sweat, and Tears with mm-hmm. using horns that way, you know, and the voicings of the horns and the trombones and so forth, you know. And, you know, Jim Gersio, who produced us, went on to produce Chicago and that BS&T album, too, and sort of continued that sound, took it to another level. And so, you know, we came up with some good music. And the whole Chicago scene, everybody just started. It was a very creative time, you know, in around 1965, 66. You know, I remember hearing the New Colony Six at a gig play I Confess, and I was like, wow, that's so cool, man. We got to do something like that. You know, we all kind of pushed each other. Mm-hmm. There was a friendly competition going on, you know. And we talk about that now when we do the Cornerstones show, you know, that we did on PBS with all these guys, you know, the Crying Shames and the Ides. And you know, and the Ides always had a great sound and very creative, Jim Peterick. So, you know, and then it just, not only in Chicago, but, you know, by 1966, it was happening all over the country, you know.
Right.
There was the L.A. sound, too, and the New York sound with the Rascals. And it just, it was just a matter of us catching up, and we did pretty quickly. It caught on, you know.
Every entertainer always has one or two songs that they really look forward to getting to in the show. What song would that be for you? What song is it that really you look forward to as a performer getting to each night in the show?
Of course, kind of a drag. You know, it's always exciting. You know, it's usually we end the show with that. It was mm-hmm. our number one record, and that gets everybody on their feet. One of the songs that seems to really get the crowd going is Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. I don't know what it is, but something about that song, they always seem to respond to it.
I'd like to do a song for you right now that was off our first Columbia album called Tiny Charges. This was our second hit off that album, thanks to you guys. Kind of brings us back to our Chicago roots. Y'all know we're from Chicago. Anyway, this song is kind of a bluesy R&B tune. We'd like to do it for you right now. A song called Mercy, Mercy, Mercy. My baby, she made out of love, like one of those bunnies out of Playboy Club. She's got something much greater than gold. I'm crazy about that girl, but she's got so much soul. I said she's got the kind of love, kissing and a hugging show. It is mellow, glad that I'm a failure, and I know that she knocks me on my feet. Have mercy on me, 'cause she knocks me on my feet. There is no girl in the whole
neighborhood. We'll testify, my girl, yeah. She looks so good, so good,
yeah,
so good.
She don't mind. She knows I sat cool by.
Oh, if she ever leave me, I would lose my mind. She's got the kind of loving, kissing and hugging show. Is mellow, glad that I'm a fella, and she's got the kind of loving, kissing and hugging show. Is mellow, glad that I'm a fella, and I know
that she knocks me on my feet.
Have mercy on me,
but she knocks me on my feet.
There is no girl in the whole world that can love.
Mercy, mercy, mercy. One of the songs that drives the people crazy at Buckingham's concerts. I'm Tom Lau, just joining me now on Midwest Beat, Carl Giamarisi, lead singer of the Buckinghams, who will be performing that song and all their other hits at the venue at the Horseshoe Casino tomorrow night, along with Herman's Hermits featuring Peter Noon and the Grassroots. Carl, you mentioned that song gets the people going, but again, what is a song that really ignites you? The one of the songs that really is special for you as a performer to be up there singing to the audience at night?
One of the songs I enjoy so much is because of the way the crowd reacts to it now is, you know, in the 90s, we did a remake of an old Billy Joel Royal song called I Knew You When. And we do it in our show. And actually, we combine it now with I Knew You When and Eddie Holman, I think it was, Lonely Girl.
Oh, yeah.
So we kind of do those songs together, you know. But there's a part that we do it a little different on I Knew You When, and there's a part where the song breaks down, and I end that section on a really high note that I hold out for quite a while, and I keep my fingers crossed that I can hold it, you know. But that always seems to get the crowd, you know, and it's just that it turns into applause, and it's a very exciting moment for me, you know.
Okay.
And I always, you know, I enjoy that. You know, we did that song for several years, and then we stopped doing it for many years, and now it's back in the show. And, you know, I just love that reaction from the audience, you know, when we do that. It's a big moment.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I knew you when you were lonely. I knew you when you were lonely. A girl alone without love. I knew you when. I knew you when. Sad and all alone, you didn't have anyone you could call your own. I knew you when your heart belonged to only me. That was many tears ago. Now our love is just a memory. Yeah, 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 yeah. Someone can offer more, then I'm the lonely one. I knew you when you were just a scared little girl. Used to be your only love.
Once again, from the Live and Well album recorded in New York City, that is the Buckinghams, I Knew You When. Carl Giammarisi, lead singer of the band, is my guest. You can catch him performing that song and others tomorrow at the venue at the Horseshoe Casino in Hammond as part of the Salute to the 60s show produced by CB Entertainment. Mr. Charlie Blum, also on the bill, Herman's Hermits, featuring Peter Noon and Mark. Carl, is there anything that we haven't touched on you want to let the listeners know before I let you go?
Well, only that the Buckinghams continue on, and, you know, we appreciate everybody's support that they still, you know, the crowds, the audiences have been great, and we've got some other things, of course, not in the Chicago area. You know, we're going to be heading out to Arizona now for a show after this, And we're doing the Flower Power Cruise coming up at the end of February, too, that we're going to be part of with about 15 other groups that are part of that. We did that a couple of years ago. But, you know, other than that, you know, we don't have any projects right now in the works as far as a new recording. I am editing a video. We shot a video at the Arcata Sunday. And so I'm going to be going into that, and hopefully we'll create a video out of that that will be we'll make available for the fans. And you know, we just keep going on. I mean, we're just very blessed to still be performing and having a great time with it and the Buckinghams. And, you know, hopefully we'll do some shows around Chicago in the summertime this year. But we are very much looking forward to joining our friends, Charlie Blum and all the guys, you know, for this weekend on Saturday night at the beautiful Horseshoe Casino at the venue. And we're pretty excited about this because it's a new venue to perform at, and hopefully it'll be successful.
All right.
I say.
Well, I will let you go. I do appreciate your time, and we can keep up with everything pertaining to the band at thebuckinghams.com. That's still the best place?
Yeah, thebuckinghams.com, or on our Facebook. You know, we have a lot of activity and stuff going on the Buckinghams Facebook page, and so you can always messenger us on that, send a message, and, you know, I try to keep up with that. I'm pretty... pretty involved as far as I try to do the best I can, even with my schedule. And I'm always looking at that, and, you know, and we have the website, and, you know, we have, you know, we repackaged all our hits, and we have an album out now available called Buckingham's Gold.
Oh, okay.
And it's, you know, it's all the remakes of the hits. But what I put on there, too, was all the songs that were pre-kind of a drag that were Midwest hits. So you'll hear I Call Your Name and Lottie Miss Claudie and I've Been Wrong and you know, several others that we used to do in our show, I'll Go Crazy. You know, those pre-kind of a drag songs are part of the Buckingham's Gold. And, you know, we'll have that at the show on Saturday.
Okay, how long has that been out?
It's been out not that long. I'd say about a month.
Well, we'll let you go. And, again, Buckinghams.com is where you find everything you need to know about Carl and the boys and also on Facebook. Thanks, Carl.
Real good. Well, Tom, it's always a pleasure talking to you, and you're a dear friend. We go back a lot of years now. So
yes,
thank
we do.
You.
All
thank
right.
Thank you for your time, too.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Carl Giamarese, the Buckinghams. Catch him tomorrow at the venue at Horseshoe Casino in Hammond, along with Herman's Hermits, featuring Peter Noon and the Grassroots. And speaking of going back a lot of years, let's go back now to the early days of the Buckinghams' career in Chess Studios and their take on Lloyd Price, Lottie Miss Claudie.
Consideration for programming is provided by State Farm agent John Yelkich, serving insurance needs for Hobart and the surrounding areas. There when things go wrong, here to help life go right. More information is available at johnforinsurance.com.